Music sounds better on 103.2 Dublin City FM.
The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
103.2 Dublin City FM Sod Show with Brian and Peter and...
Brian and Peter, it's our 25th... Hey, yes, no, sitting next to me, to my right, for the first time, I have a good-looking lady as versus Mr. Green. It is Sinead Nolan, she's Sunday World correspondent, and also the host of the Comedy Corner, 3 p.m. every Thursday on Dublin City FM. Sinead, how come you're in beside us?
Well, because you just asked me, and I'm going to the comedy festival tonight.
And that's taking place in the Ivy Gardens.
And the link is that that's our park of the week.
It is indeed. Hey, it's also our 21st birthday.
21 weeks on air, and they haven't stopped us yet. Text 087-977-1032 and on Twitter.
Oh, hashtag Sod Show.
And you can get in touch with us that way. On today's show, it's Ivy Gardens, which I have to distinguish between the Ivy Grounds and Ivy Gardens, and a tip for Google. They're not the same place. One's in Crumlin and one's in Dublin too, behind the National Concert.
If you're trying to find out information on the Ivy Gardens where the comedy festival is taking place, it is I-V-E-A-G-H. Brian, give me some amazing facts on the Ivy Gardens.
The Ivy Gardens, well, they're trusted to the city from the Guinness family, and it's... 1865, and we have... I've never been there, which is no surprise.
You've never been there?
No.
No. Do you know there's a big opera singer, and he's at the opposite end to the entrance that people... This will come in. Hold on a second. Sinead, what's the nightclub late bar up by the entrance that most people will come into the comedy festival for?
Would it be Dicey's?
Well, it might be Dicey's. Do you know Dicey's Bar? In Dublin, we do directions.
Dicey's,
for those listening from abroad, and I know we have an extensive, vast range of an audience outside of Ireland, directions in this country are done by pubs.
I used to DJ in Dicey's Garden.
Excuse me?
I used to DJ Dicey's Garden. It's in the hotel there on Harcourt Street, isn't it?
I'm just scratching my head. You know, last week we had Jane Powers on. We came across as a really serious garden show. This week on our 21st birthday, we don't sound so serious anymore.
The Ivy Gardens
were Jane's fault.
Were originally given to University College Dublin by Lord Ivy in 1908.
Yes.
The gardens are now under the remit of the OPW.
Oh.
But they're specially put there to give the city beauty and somewhere wonderful, and I haven't found it. They've hidden it away behind the National Concert Hall.
Do you know a good one? My brother, one of my three brothers, Francis, when he got married in Dublin City Centre on the church by Stephen's Green, there was a champagne reception.
The University Church.
Yeah, the champagne reception took place in Ivy Gardens, and there is an amazing photograph with everybody walking black tie across the sunken lawn, and the photographer was a little bit up on the hill. It was absolutely brilliant.
I saw an amazing photo of the Ivy Gardens, not the Ivy Grounds, I have to reprogram my brain now, and it was you alone in black and white sitting in the centre underneath the angel. Is it an angel?
Oh, that's, yes, if you go to the front page of my blog, actually, that's blog.donegalandscape.com, the header that I have, that's H-E-A-D-H-E-R, not as in Heather, who sometimes produces our show. The header is me sitting on the steps just at the sunken lawn.
Yes.
Just at the sunken lawn. It is one of Ireland's, I have to say, and Heritage Ireland have noted that, quote, the Ivy Gardens are among the finest and least known of Dublin's parks and gardens. Designed by Ninian Niven in 1865, as you rightly pointed out, an intermediate design between the French formal and the English landscape styles.
Gardens in the present form laid out in 1863. By Benjamin Guinness.
Are we going to argue over the 2 years?
No.
No.
You see, you just don't trust everything you get on Wikipedia.
Sinead, tell me what's on this weekend in the Ivy Gardens. Are they going to wreck the lawns on me?
They might. But I'm not going to lie to you.
But is it going to be worth it? Should people go along?
Absolutely. It's 65 acts, both international and national. You've got your up-and-coming Irish comedians, you've got your existing.
Like
you've got Arlo Hanlon, Andrew Maxwell, David Doherty, Maeve Higgins, Neil Delamere, Dermot Whelan, David McSavage.
Dermot Whelan, who's he?
He produces the Republic of Telly. You've got
also 98 FM. I had his T-shirt on last week. Yes.
And it'll be brilliant. I know myself, I'm going to see Arlo Hanlon tonight and I'm going to go around with my little dictaphone and try and get some interviews.
You interviewed Eric Lawler last week.
I did, indeed, yeah.
My good mate.
He's a great guy, yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He was very happy because he was just on his way to pick up his new Vodafone smartphone, which he was getting in his comedy pack.
Oh.
So he was very happy with himself when I interviewed him.
Who are you going to see again?
Going to see Arlo Hanlon.
Have you ever been in to see the Ivy Gardens without the comedy festival in it?
I've been in for another comedy festival about 2 years ago and it's very beautiful.
But not without the comedy?
Not without the comedy. It's very hidden, you know, like I never really knew about it until I went to the festival.
Do you think, I know this is kind of stepping away from the comedy side of it, but do you think that's something that a lot of Dublin's parks have a problem with, that we just don't know about them? I mean, to give you an example, I know there's one in behind Dublin Castle, which is the Dublin Gardens. Myself and Brian spoke about it there a while ago. Do you know that park?
I don't.
They're all hidden behind high walls.
But I find that little bit, like trying to find a great, when the pub, you have to go to that pub if you want to hear the trad music, that kind of a way. I like my parks that kind of a way. So I'm wondering, is it a case of that we don't promote them enough, or is it a case of that, no, leave it as is, Pete, and if you stumble across it, you stumble across it.
They are secret gardens, and I think people of Dublin, as you're pointing out, aren't telling each other where to go.
I think especially in the recession, people should be more aware of, free places to go, like these gardens, because you can go, you can bring a picnic basket, can bring your kids, exactly.
Bring a frisbee.
You can sunbathe. It's great.
People do.
Have you been to the Phoenix Park on a hot day?
I have been to the Phoenix Park on many hot days. It is a lovely sight to behold, people sunbathing.
A lot of milk bottle legs.
Yes. The Comedy Festival has taken its place upon all of us. Brian.
Yes.
Anything else news for me?
Well, we were going to play a snippet of music that are playing tonight in the Comedy Festival, and it's from Garfunkel and Oates, and I think it's track 3 to the control room, and we'll have a listen and then we'll comment upon it.
Excellent.
You're so much younger than me, and you're so pretty, I can't believe. You call me every day, now I'm waiting for you to realize someone better for you is bound to come your way, but I'm adoring every moment with you and ignoring our expiration date. And I want you to do anything you ever wanted to me now, before it's too late tonight. Of all the places to rest, I like your arms the best. And I know when we're through, I'm really gonna miss you. You say you're funny, I mean really, and I don't know I want a girl like you. You say I want you to shop at American Apparel, but isn't it apparent that I'm not 22? I think you're funny that you tell me that, you're so honest. God, you're such a sexy mess, and I can't be around you when you have your clothes on. So please, let's stop talking. I'll help you undress tonight. Of all the places to rest, I like your arms the best. And I know when we're through, I'm really gonna miss you. For once, I can be here, not thinking about where we're going. I'll just lay in your big warm bed and laugh at your
3.2 Dublin City FM Sod Show, Garfunkel and Oates. They're playing tonight at the Comedy Festival down in the Ivy Gardens. What do you think, Sinead?
I thought they were brilliant. It's refreshing to have some female comedians on. You know, like, I mean, there's only Maeve Higgins and a few others out of 65 male, so...
Well, you just have to kind of change tents tonight and check them out then for
I
us.
I will have to, yeah.
8 o'clock, I believe, and it was £23 in, but you'll be sneaking in the back door.
Well, I have to say I've had a comment in wondering why is the gardening programme talking about comedians? Will we not stick to the point and get on with the issue? My note to that, Brian, is, and I've said this before as regards camping, I'll say it now as regards, in the same light or in the same breath as regards the comedy festival. If a comedy festival gets you to want to go back to a park from a gardener's kind of leeway on things, if the comedy festival gets you to want to go back to a park to look at it without the tents in it, well then, happy days.
Sinead, have you heard of glamping? Glamping.
Is it glamorous camping?
She's been listening to the Sod Show.
I know, sounded like a wild guess.
No. It was a wild guess. I was also thinking about clamping because I've been clamped like twice recently. So
that's okay. What I said to Aaron from Millets when I first mentioned clamping. I actually did say to him it sounded like an odd form of clamping.
Okay. Pretty yellow shoe on your car, glamorous clamping.
Well, not in deference to our person who contacted us about the content of the show, we'd like to thank Sinead for coming in. Sinead Nolan.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Check
Sinead.
Her out on Dublin City FM next Thursday at 3 p.m. We're going to be talking biodiversity. We're getting serious, rolling up the sleeves on the Sod Show, and that's coming up after a part of our song of the week, and this should be Fields of Gold from Eva Cassidy.
You remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Stay with me. Will you be my love among the fields of barley? And you can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. I never made promises like there have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left, we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields of gold. Promises lightly.
The wonderful Eva Cassidy on 103.2 Dublin City FM Sod Show and Fields of Gold, linking us through to our chat on biodiversity.
Why are we talking biodiversity this week, some may ask?
Why? Because.
Why not? Brian, biodiversity, do you know what it is?
No, that's my first question is, what is it?
Well, biodiversity is...
I do know what it is, but
It's quoted, and this is by Collins English Dictionary, paperback edition, I might add. Their definition of it is the existence of a wide variety of plant and animal species in their natural environments. However, the Wikipedia version, and I like the second sentence on this one, biodiversity is the degree of variation of life forms within a given ecosystem, biome, or an entire planet. Pause. Biodiversity is one measure of the health of ecosystems.
I think of biodiversity in a more broader environment, like the streams and the seabeds and the shoreline and rushes and reeds and, you know, big vast parklands and letting grass grow a little bit longer. I don't think of it in terms of your back garden.
Yeah, but there's a point here where I wrote about this last week, and I think it's somewhere a little over in London. A little over 7,000 acres per week of London City is being turned to concrete in the format of people's driveways for greater parking spaces. Over 7,000 acres per week, bear that in mind. So from a domestic perspective, and you're right to think of it in the greater scheme of things, but somewhere in between, Brian, there is a point where I suppose encouraging people to consider outside their bedroom windows is important. It's very, very, very important. And in the hustle and bustle and whatever the gripes of busy days and busy lives and modern living, it's something we kind of forget. And Sinead tipped on it just there, which is, you know, in inverted commas, these times, I hate to use the words, I hate even to use the slogan, but in these busy times, about getting to park, sitting down on a rug, on a blanket, throwing a frisbee. What, you couldn't? Yeah, you need to.
Do you plan it, or does it just happen, biodiversity?
I think for a guy like myself, I remember joking about this before, there's a friend of mine who's a garden writer, not Jane, in fairness, not on this occasion, but a friend of mine who's a garden writer, and I think they came out to my house, and there's an area, it's like a little cul-de-sac of fruit trees, and I've about 30 or 40 little trees planted, and I've let the grass grow up underneath, and this very eloquent voice said, "Oh, Peter, your attention to biodiversity is amazing." And I was saying, you know, I was trying to point out that, no, look, I just couldn't be Barneyed pushing a lawnmower around in a circle 30 or 40 times. And that's what biodiversity is. For me, if I was to speak to somebody off the record or off the cuff, what I'd be saying is biodiversity is a buzzword. It's a really good excuse for not doing anything to your garden. It's a really good excuse, because other examples of it are, Brian, leaving logs in a pile. But dropping an old sink into your garden. You know, somebody chucks the sink at the back garden. Well, I think there's a bit where you bury it into the garden and you put a flush level with the soil, and all of a sudden you've attracted spiders, you've attracted frogs, you've attracted all of this kind of stuff in. That's where it starts to make sense. But this is something you got to bear in mind. In 1980s Ireland, when I was growing up, we had two apple trees at the back garden. And yes, landscaping, inverted commas, from a design perspective, was extremely ruddy boring, extremely so. But we had this path down to the washing line, and the right hand side of the path was a patch of rhubarb, and then there was an area of, you know, you dumped the twigs, the leaves, the peelings of the carrots, the grass clippings, it all got dumped down to the back. You know, everybody, 1 in 10 houses had an old sink chucked out in the back garden, and it just filled with water, and all of a sudden that changed and it became clean lines and pristine and concrete it in so the weeds don't grow, and we became very conscious and we decked everything and cobble locked the front driveway, and we went from having zero to possibly one cars to having 2 to 3 to 4 cars. You know, nobody when I went to school had a car growing up, and it seems to be something that we have evolved into, all right. But to encourage people to go back to a little bit how it used to be is quite important. So let me give you a couple. Number one is plant a tree. plant a native Irish tree.
What could I plant?
What about a hawthorn?
Is that not a bush?
It can be a hedge and it can be a tree as well. Yeah.
Hawthorn tree.
Hawthorn tree is one. Plant a bird box, or sorry, not plant a bird box, and put up a bird box. Do you have bird boxes in your garden?
I do not. Would you put them against the wall of the house or on the...
North facing if you can, so that the birds don't cook during the day, obviously.
North facing.
The least sunniest side of the garden, Brian.
Okay.
They can be really easily made, actually, as
well.
Or
I could put that onto to the swing set or something, like nail it onto...
No.
To a wall.
A wall, preferably, as high away from
cats and
that kind of thing. Yes, okay. A bit of logic there. Rainwater butts, my favourite topic of choice. Do you have any of them? This is a quiz to see how green Brian Green actually is. This is the quiz we really wanted for last week. Have you ever planted a native Irish tree?
No.
No. You've no bird boxes?
I don't have a bird box, but they are... nesting in the eaves somewhere. So
Do you have a rainwater harvesting butt?
No, but I do have a basin that's quite full.
So you've done a variation of the sink. So we'll give you half points for that one.
Variation of the sink. It's an old hamster base of a hamster cage, and it's full of water.
Someone get your Nate back in the studio here. This is turning into comedy hour. The fourth point that I think that's made is that from a watering lawns and watering plants, that if you must do it, that you do it at night time. And there's a nice point on this, because for the gardeners of this world, you'd be fully aware, particularly if you've had a new garden, if you water during the day and the sun comes out, the water can act like a magnifying glass and it can scorch the leaves of the plants, particularly on young, tender plants. That's what it can do. But during the night time, there is no evaporation of water naturally into the air. There's very little transpiration, which is the passage of water from the roots to the tip of the plant and out the far side again. So the plant isn't stressed. It takes in as much as it can, and it works a little bit better that way. But a lot of people are big into watering their lawns. I saw a nice note on Twitter there, I think last week, where it was wait until the water charges come in, and that fella on the far side of the road won't be doing that. Which is also a fair point, but it leads back to the rainwater harvesting butts, which is, yes, go down, get them. You can get them from your local county council. I know they're for sale in the hardware stores, but if you buy them with your bin tags, at least in Fingal, somebody from Dublin City Council may let me know about how it works in the city centre. I know in Fingal County Council, if you buy them with your bin tags, you can use your bin tags to claim it back off your tax at the end of the year. Would you like to hear point number five?
Well, just buy them fast, because those bin tags in Fingal are going out of fashion as they privatise the service from December.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Allow some of your lawn or garden to grow wild. We were told that Jane Powers spoke about that with us last week.
Yes. I'm thinking, do you need to have some shade in the garden to assist and help biodiversity?
I like the fact, if you've ever had a garden, especially not yesterday, because yesterday the weather was so bad. I was saturated. My boots are still squelchable. That's how bad they are. Still squelchable today. But there is a point where if you have ever sat... I'm not a fella for sitting by the pool sunbathing. I rarely get to sit by a pool. I've sat by a lake and kind of spoke to myself. But there is a point in a garden, Brian, where if you sit in a garden with zero trees and no shade, it can be quite bland and quite boring. Point number six is make your own compost bin. Not a great fan of the plastic ones. Personally, I decided to build mine from leftover timbers. I was down in St Arta Ecology Centre there a while ago, and they actually have theirs made from two pallets. Point number eight, avoid using chemicals in your garden. Again, this goes back to something Jane actually touched on as well, which is let a bit of your garden grow wild, allow the weeds in, allow the clover there for the bees. This is a brilliant excuse of a word for people who, like yourself, don't want to garden. The log pile is in there as well. You can grow a wildlife hedge, which goes back to the old skiok hedge, Brian. The old hawthorn hedge.
I'm thinking that the perfect garden, some people may think, is the kind of the living room outside, but you're talking about creating a bit of a wilderness in the city. Yes. In your garden.
Do you remember actually when we were down in Old Bridge Country
fair. Do you remember they had the first time we were down there and they let the grass grow long? Yeah, the kids going, hey, they were like something out of a Timotei sunflower oil ad, and but they were just running
like
down
our
free.
Song, Fields of Barley.
Absolutely. And the final one, Brian, is avoid using petrol or electrical garden equipment. I'll give you a good one. I was listening to the BBC World Service podcast there, and they had one going on about the use of varied types of power. Do you know the top way one of the experts gave for cutting down on your electricity bill?
Solar power.
He said, turn off the television, turn off all the machines, and all people have to do is talk to each other more. And I thought, yes, what a nice poetic way to reduce your energy bill. Talk.
With the onset of water charges, I hear of one paving company who are offering to water blast your driveway before the charges come in. I hear our music rolling in. It's time to say goodbye. That was another quick one.
Another quick one. Happy 21st birthday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm 21 today, everybody.
We're 21 today, you.
We're back next Friday at 3. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Have a great weekend. Bye for now.